Blog Talk Radio.
Today on Mr. Media, I'll talk to Crack.com editor Jack O'Brien, who's here to scare the shit out of you with a new book that must be read to be believed, You Might Be a Zombie, and Other Bad News. Stick around, Walking Dead fans.
Hey, did you know that you can listen to the latest Mr. Media on your phone with the Stitcher app? Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. Mr. Media is on demand and on the go with Stitcher. Download Stitcher for your phone today. Get the free download at Stitcher.com. That's Stitcher.com.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. Stop by and check it out. There are nearly 700 archived celebrity interviews for your listening pleasure. The show is brought to you today by our new sponsor, Star Pirates. Star Pirates is a free online sci-fi game that I think you'll really enjoy playing. Give it a try today at www.starpirates.net. Now, you must be at least 13 to play, which was a close one for me. Again, that's starpirates.net. Mr. Media is recorded live before a studio audience of obsessed Red Book magazine fact-checkers who promise to confirm the veracity of everything my guest says before we're done here today in the new media capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. The only fault I can find with the new book, You Might Be a Zombie and Other Bad News, is that because it comes from the editors of the humor website Crack.com, you might not take it seriously enough. But kids, this is some truly scary stuff. And matter of fact, it screams right on the cover, shocking but utterly true facts. Now, when I started reading, I was waiting for the punchline at the bottom of each page. Then I went back and reread the cover. Oh, I thought, this really is true. Then it ceased to be funny and started being scary. There's the cover right there. Okay, it was still pretty hilarious. Now, you have to read chapters such as Five Awesome Things You Didn't Know Could Make You Sick, or The Four Greatest Things Ever Accomplished While High, or how about The Five Most Ridiculous Lies You Were Taught in History Class. Okay, you got the idea? Joining me today to explain himself and his book is Crack.com editor Jack O'Brien. Jack, welcome to Mr. Media.
Thanks so much for having me, Mr. Media. I appreciate it.
Glad to have you here. I got to ask you, am I the first person or just the latest to admit thinking that the book was jokes at first, only to kind of self-correct after a few pages?
Yeah, I mean, we always try and explain that because there's a lot of humor out there, you know, like The Onion, where everything is satire and it's all, you know, the joke is that they're making up fictional scenarios. We have, for the past 4 years, since I relaunched the brand as a website, have really focused on sort of interesting nonfiction stuff. And so, yeah, I mean, we just hope that people sort of get the message as it's blaring at them from the cover of the book, as it seems like kind of came across to you eventually.
Right. Are you trying to suggest that maybe you want me to hold up the cover of the book, too? Here it is, folks.
Actual, I still have the galleys here because one of these days they'll give me a copy of the actual thing.
Now, when you say that, it makes me think that you're shooting for with Crack.com, you're shooting for something that may be closer to the old Spy magazine as opposed to Mad magazine or even the old Cracked.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan of the old Spy, and yeah, we're definitely not really anything like the old Cracked. We tried to grow it up sort of with the audience, like you and me and a lot of our writers who grew up with the brand, but we wanted to kind of grow it up, and there wasn't really a magazine like Spy or like some of the things that the National Lampoon used to do out there, kind of doing funny but still factual nonfiction articles. And so that was sort of the idea behind Crack.com when we relaunched it. And, you know, that sort of carried over to the book. The book contains 22 of our most popular articles from the past, I guess, 3.5 years now. And, you know, each one is sort of jam-packed with the most fascinating information that, you know, hundreds of different writers who are pitching these articles to us from various different backgrounds. We have you know, doctors, we have history professors who are coming in, and they'll have these unique experiences and these unique areas of expertise. And so, you know, we're able to sort of harness that and give it a comedic take. You said that you did laugh eventually after you got over your the night terrors. But, yeah, that's sort of how the articles come together and how the book was made. And there's also 18 brand new articles in the book that you can't get anywhere else, and you will never be able to get anywhere else.
Well, this is the thing. this is a very fact-based book, and it's the kind of thing where if one person were assigned to do it, I would think to get this kind of information, it would take years, literally years. So it's a collection of things that have been done and other things. A lot of people obviously contribute to the making of a book like this.
Yeah, a lot of people contribute to it, and the fact-checking process, you know, on the articles that we had already written and put up on online, Penguin put us through the through their fact-checkers, and you know, had us a lot of the things that turned out to be true. I was actually kind of surprised that they ended up being true. But yeah, we say the book is too factually correct for the internet, and stand by that.
I have to tell you that one of the things that I found most upsetting in here, because I don't necessarily agree. I can't believe this is not true, and I'm going to tell you what it is. And for those of you keeping track at home, this is on page 112. And the section is, wait a minute, I didn't have that right in front of me. The five most frequently quoted bullshit statistics. Number three.
Oh, we're allowed to swear.
Number three, folks. Men think about sex every 6 seconds. Listen, I take great pride in thinking about sex every 6 seconds, whether it's expected of me or not. And now I read this and I find out it's a load of crap. Please tell me that one's fake.
It's actually true, and when I found that out, I was a little relieved because, you know, I thought there was something wrong with me. This is sort of one of those statistics that you hear a lot on, like, morning drive time radio and stuff, and from doctors like Dr. Laura and people like that who will tell you that men think about sex every 6 seconds, and when you actually think about what that would entail, I mean... if you're watching a, you know, World War II movie for 2.5 hours, you would have to then, to make up for the time you spent hopefully not thinking about sex while you were watching Saving Private Ryan, you know, you would have to, your mind would just, as we put it in the book, have to be just a kaleidoscope of boobs and asses for the next, like, hour and a half straight to make up for the time lost if you were going to stick to the 6 second schedule. And it's just a lot of these things. The internet has not been great for how factually correct the information is that circulates among people, and this just happens to be one of those things that sort of got started as an email chain and that has been quoted by the mainstream media frequently.
To hear about that.
Could you think about sex?
Wife would tell you that it's probably more. She wonders. she wonders how I get anything done, and I'm, you know, I may be twice your age. I'm like 50 now. I don't know. What are you, about 20, 25? 30. Okay.
I'm 30, actually.
Not quite twice your age. Thank God I'm not twice your age yet. But
I'm wearing a suit.
Oh my God, where's mine? there are some other real gems in here. You guys have a real thing for certain presidents. Past presidents of the United States, kind of a recurring issue with some presidents.
An issue? Well, I mean, there are some that we pay great homage to. Teddy Roosevelt, the book is dedicated to his left testicle for refusing to collapse and create an earth-devouring black hole. But, you know, I think our main beef is just with our history teachers who, you know, they taught us a version of reality that is sort of the Saturday morning cartoon edited for TV version of reality, And, you know, through over the course of our research, we found out that reality is much closer to, you know, an R-rated action movie, horror movie, just like everything awesome that you saw in Hollywood, you know, the movies you weren't supposed to be watching growing up. As you mentioned, for instance, the article on the most badass presidents, you know, Teddy Roosevelt, I don't know how this was not the first thing that I was taught in third grade, but he gave a speech with a undressed bullet wound in his chest. A man had tried to assassinate him. He just went ahead and gave a speech and, you know, told the crowd, I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but I've been shot. And he told this to them 20 minutes into the speech because that's how manly he was. He had other things to get out there, you know, before that were more important than informing them that he had a undressed bullet wound in his chest. And the other guy that is just, he's on the money in your wallet right now, Andrew Jackson, was just a total maniac. You know, we've since this book came out, we've also found out about some ragers that he threw at the White House, just like totally dismantled the White House the day after he was elected president.